Greetings, everyone. So take a deep breath and relax. Spirit, please set spin ratio of the fields. 1-1. 2-1. 3-2. 5-3. 8-5. 13-8. 21-13. 34-21. 55-34. 89-55. And 44-89. Initiate unified fields. And we would like to ask you to extend your unified fields out in all directions. To touch the unified fields of those surrounding you, creating a single unified field merged and ready for work. And allow us all in our bubble of the unified field to float upwards, to float up over the earth, to soar high above it, moving towards the Middle East, the region around the Persian Gulf, but also the region on the other side of the Arabian Peninsula, the Sinai Peninsula, Gaza, Syria, Lebanon. All right, so we have our nested grids in the region. We're going to first work with the overall regional grid, and then we're going to concentrate further. Please allow the collective unified field to settle over the nested grid in the Middle Eastern region here. And some of you may be able to see or sense that there's a lot of hot spots in here that need our attention. We're going to let through first the peace angels of the name. They lead the way. Now we shall hold the energy for the efforts of the planetary service healers and the mediation course specialist to deal with the traumas and any healing that's needed on the ground by human or creature. We call together also to join our unified field, all those who are interested in this work that aren't on the call, and all of the elementals, overlighting devas, nature spirits of the region. Feel how strong we get when we join our friends. This time we're also going to be joined by local contingents and pods of flotation groups that are suffering from the war activities in the area. They want to help out too. So they will join us. And first we'll go in iridescent peace ray, peace Elohim. Now how this works is this energy fills the collective unified field. We charge it and fill it more and more and more, and then we release it into the nested grid and they can keep feeding it through us. But through our earthbound fields, that energy is charged and anchored into the physical. So please concentrate on holding the light for this area while they do their work. To all victims of the violence of war, to all those with the will to violence, all those harmed, affected through loss of life, health, livelihood, whose lives have been devastated and destroyed, human or otherwise, we send healing. For those who have witnessed their loved ones hurt or harmed, those who are living under the constant uncertainty of war. also for the turquoise ray of healing along all the spectra from pale blue to deep teal, sending healing where it is needed on the levels that it is needed to all in this region. The unified field that you hold around this nested grid will also encourage all those within to unify their fields. And for those prosecuting the war, hopefully a connection with their essence will help them see the light. And to make decisions in alignment with the integrity of their highest natures rather than that of their lowest instincts. The silver ray of grace the possibility of letting go of the past for a fresh start in the now moment for the possibility of teshuvah, the turning indigo blue light of clarity. A fuchsia ray of unity. Twinned with the copper ray of communion. The gold ray of divine wisdom. A beautiful, shimmering, multicolored harmony. This is both an inner harmony and an external harmony. The internal harmony brings about the external harmony as each person brings their own harmonizing element to the mix. We activate the guides of all incarnees in this area. Reach out. Some of the guides can't find their charges because of the confusion, and it's harder to find your charges with electromagnetics so compromised. That's one of the ways that souls locate other souls is through the electromagnetic signature, and the current technology and issues make that difficult. So this is going to help the guides find their charges in this area so that they can be of assistance however they can be, and also general guides that help those trapped in bombed out buildings or needing to escape a situation. We welcome the guides. Thank you for your service. We bring forth mediation corps to help those stuck in the in-between, not knowing that they've died. And for those traumatized by events, so that they can find some measure of healing. Now, something a little bit different. Stand by for the transmission of energy from Galactic Central coming through our sun, filling this particular nested grid with encodements, energy, support, and information. To remind those engaging in war, there is a higher destiny available to humanity if only it listens. An expanse, space to satisfy every dream of greed. And while this galactic energy is flowing through, feel how your own body quickens in response, recognizing the energy that created it, its body, its form, its ability of the soul to come into physicality. These are the constructors of the universe we live in. They're coming through right now. You have Turins, Pleiadians, the Orion group, singing to the human family a lesson that unity brings abundance, and separation brings only impoverishment. Some of you may notice the area at the hollow of your throat firing up. You may feel a tension in your throat like you want to cough. That's your divine purpose crystal, wanting to project forward. Divine purpose crystal is a rod that ends in a tip, kind of like a little scepter, that ends at a little tip of a faceted yellow jewel. And it's put through your body at an angle, so that the very tip of it is about under your shoulder blades, and the front tip of it is right there nestled in the hollow of your throat. The reason it's yellow is not because of the connection to the power chakra, though that might be a good guess. It is yellow because Earth's sun is yellow. Whatever universe you find yourself in, and you have this divine purpose crystal, which is all of them that you would be incarnating in, the color of this gem will reflect whatever the color of your star or the primary star is, or might even be several colors if you have several stars, because it is meant to be the light that illuminates your path, and so that is why it takes on the color of your sun. So we ask that you put your fingers over the hollow of your throat right now and just send a little silver and violet ray in there. Just shake up any of the dust and cobwebs that have accrued around it, because this next transmission is going to activate these structures. We don't want you to feel any discomfort, because this is going to tie into your vision for the Earth. It's connected with the galactic vision for the Earth, because all of us have a piece of it, piece of the vision. Good. And you'll feel a light, almost a heat coming as the energy beams from the divine purpose crystal into the center of your collective unified field, creating a geometric form of breathtaking beauty and such dazzling complexity that it's hard to define. And yet this is the representation of each piece of the vision that all of you have. And it's not just you, but everyone who joined our circle. So it's looking pretty cool. This is a vision that we will co-create of heaven on earth. We have to get through the dissolution of the old world, but there's a new world that we've been waiting to create, that we've been building the foundations of, and that is ready to stand revealed. Okay, now, keep holding your focus. More of those galactic encodements are moving into the nested grid here. Just kind of be aware of that little structure. It's going to be acting up quite a bit in the days and weeks and months to come. That's more of your vision, more urgently desires to be projected into your field for all to see, for all to be inspired by. Whether they consciously, on their ego level, acknowledge it or not, they are in the presence of the vision, and it will quicken their own vision. When you look around and all you see is darkness, you create a vision of light to call you forth out of that darkness. And that is a big part of what all of you are incarnating to create, that image to draw on people mired in darkness. And you yourself are mired in darkness. You activate this structure and remind yourself of why you're here and why you're putting up with all of this. It's for a very good cause. Well, we wish you not to forget it. And that every single one of you is incarnate exactly where you were supposed to be, doing exactly what you were supposed to do with exactly the people you're supposed to be doing it with. And if any of that changes, you follow your spirit without hesitation into whatever's next. Having a connection to your spirit in these days is the biggest advantage you can have. You could doomsday prep for a million years and not be as prepared as you would be if you were just connected to your essence. And now, some more energy also, as the galactic energy withdraws a bit. Good, that was getting a little bit too carry in there. It's very highly activating. Now we're going to get some gentle peace energy to kind of top it off. Grace and divine love. What a cocktail. Here it comes. Let it fill your being. It fills the collective field. As it moves from your collective field through you, charge the nested grid with all of this lovely light and information and energy. Some of you have concurrence in this region. Those of you who do, your concurrence will anchor this work even further. At least one of you has a concurrent in the cetacean group that's assisting us. Very good. Now, gently rising, allow the collective unified field to float over the earth to the west, floating over North Africa, turning south and going into Sudan and the Chad. We have a nested grid there to handle the civil war going on. We would ask for a little support here as well today. This has been requested. And so please settle your collective unified field around the nested grid in this region that's already been placed. And stand by for transmission. Peace. Peace on the wings of Sankofa. Divine love. The mediation corps is going to be doing some repatterning work on the matrix in this region. As they do so, please stand by to transmit the energy of divine clarity. For the energy of divine grace. Essence of divine liberty. Essence of divine victory. Feel how victory seems to lift you off your feet, to carry you over the finish line. There's a buoyancy and excitement to victory. It's a good energy to call upon in the days ahead when you might feel as if life has defeated you. Calling on the energy of divine victory will help you overcome that feeling of being stuck. To bridging and transcendent energy. And since these poor people are stuck in the morass of karma, victory helps to lift them out of it so they can shake it off and choose a new path. Now allowing your collective unified field to lift. Moving west again, over the rest of Africa, over the Atlantic, heading for Brazil and the Amazon basin. The Earth has asked for some support for this important Earth system, this forest system. I'm going to try to save more of it this season. We have a large nested grid over the Amazon basin, from Bolivia down to the Atlantic. And this one, we want you to hold it, and we are going to cede this to the nature spirits, to the elementals, and to the Uraeus group, without any particular direction. Just feel the joy of the nature spirits as they connect with their brethren in this area. It's really quite lovely. Feel the pulsing life of this place. The earth will be a savanna here if you want. And it will serve humanity and the rest of the planet far greater as a forest if you can keep it. I fear the fire season may be very severe here this year. So this effort is to try to hold some of that off and to work with the flame elementals, wind elementals, and the water elementals of this region. See if we can keep everything in check for another year. There is a probability of an earth event in the next few years where catastrophic fires take, you know, really hit the Amazon with a great blow. We're going to try to postpone that as long as possible. And so feel the nature spirits. Feel how your own body tingles in response when they rush by, like friends, cousins, family. And it's a good time to remind yourself that your body is a nature spirit too, one with which you coexist, one that adores your essence and wants only to serve it, but is wary of your personality with good reason. Feel how much joy it can give you. So often, humanity focuses on the pain and limitations of embodiment. And that can certainly happen too, as we know. There's also joy in coexisting with the nature spirits here. All of them, not just the ones we embody, but the ones with which our bodies co-evolve. And who have been our spirit friends for uncounted lifetimes. Let not their voices be silenced. We do not wish to live on such a quiet world. So the Uraeus group is sending forth a blessing from Galactic Center to the region as well. So many voices, oh, so much life, in endless forms, most beautiful. And you, your body is a part of that glorious life. What a celebration. What a joy, a privilege, and an honor to be embodied in this moment on Earth. You can do the most good after lifetimes and lifetimes of building your skills, your wisdom, your knowledge, and your love. Take that love you've learned. Send it forth into the world. Don't forget a measure for yourselves. The real work that all have come for is beginning. And we are here to support you as we always are. You are more loved than you know. Thank you for your service and your work as always. And we love you. And now, you can either stay hanging out with the nature spirits in the Amazon and everybody else, or you can gently detach your fields and come back into the room. I am going to unmute this thing and I ask that any of you not actually speaking or intending to ask a question, please mute your phone so that the background noise isn't too high, and I will open it up to any questions, comments, concerns, and yes, even complaints if you have them. Hey, everyone. Wow.
Wow, indeed.
They got us into the juice of the earth. They went to the galaxy, and then they came, brought us right back down to earth. Pretty wild.
Susanna,
I don't know. That felt pretty portentous. Yes?
That was super awesome. I was wondering, you mentioned early on about the constructors of the universe, of our universe.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could elaborate on that a little bit more.
Sure. Well, you know, we have this idea that there is a source and that we all come from the source. But there are actually a gazillion sources everywhere. We live in a multi-source system because the, you know, everything is too vast. So all of these sources eventually merge together into one uber source, but that is so far beyond our pay grade, there's no point in even discussing it. But these, the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, and the Orion group are some of the oldest, meaning the souls are some of the oldest in this sector of our galaxy. Now, other sectors of the galaxy near Galactic Central are even more advanced than these guys. But these guys are like the ones that help design the universe we lived in. Arcturians, in particular, are known as universal or galactic architects. So they worked with the source of our source system, that you might as well call Michael, to create the very structures in which we find ourselves living. So hats off to them. And there are a lot of people who have contact with the Arcturians. I don't hear too many people mention contacts with the Orion group. I have. But I hear them mentioning more the Pleiadians and Arcturians, probably because people have written books about them and nobody's written about the Orions, really. But actually, the Arcturians and the Pleiadians, their bodies were patterned on the Orion plan. The Orions are even older. You might say that the Orions developed the template, or what you might call the Adam Kadmon, for humanity in this sector of the galaxy. All humanoid species derive from the template created by the Orion group. So we're called of the Orionic line of humanity. There are other lines of humanity in other parts of the galaxy, or humanoid types, primate humanoid types, but they're in different lines. We're in the Orionic line. Now, the Orion guys became very homogeneous late in their development. They were all like white-haired, golden-skinned, and golden-eyed. Everybody kind of looked the same. We live in a planet that's much more diverse than that. But all of our basic genetic template was seeded into the Earth by comet from Orion. So it is very much our source, the source of our physicality here on Earth, if that makes sense. I mean, the source ultimately creates everything, right? But these guys actually did the nuts and bolts of building Earth. So, yeah, hats off to these guys.
Oh, okay. That's super helpful. Thank you.
Cool.
I have a question, please.
Yes, Sally, go ahead.
Okay. Are we still experiencing parallel mergers, or is that finished?
Oh, we always experience parallel mergers and splits. That happens more or less constantly. Every time you make a choice, you spin off a parallel because you chose one path and didn't choose another path, okay? But the chaos node is over. But all of the energy over the 10 years of the chaos node, when more of those parallel mergers and splits are happening than normal, we went through 10 years where half of the year we were in, you know, a heavy-duty chaos mode. All of that compressed energy is now going to work itself out through our timeline and our Earth. One of the effects of that is to speed up our timeline. It was why it was done. They wanted to speed us up, to move us through faster through some of the more perilous bits so we wouldn't fall off the cliff. So it's kind of like if you run across the tightrope and don't look down, you probably won't fall. But if you kind of rickety, do it slow, you're probably going to fall, you know. But if you run and you don't even think about it, it's like, holy shit, I don't know how I made it, that kind of a thing. So it speeds up our timeline, but also that energy is going to explode out in the remaining parallels, of which Earth here is one, in terms of the explosive rapidity of events. In other words, systems are going to break down faster. They're also going to be built up faster. Everything's faster. And that's because all of those years of chaos nodes, all that energy has to go somewhere, and that's how where it's going. It's literally acting as fuel to push us forward faster on our timeline, and that's going to have various effects on, you know, events, history, our lives, everybody's lives.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else?
I do have a silly question.
Go ahead. No questions are silly here unless they are, in which case I'll laugh at you and answer.
Are there colors for divine liberty and divine victory?
There sure are, but describing them is another matter. Because they are composites and on a frequency that is not in the visible spectrum, they're very high rays, and they're more utilized, they're more recognizable up in the upper dimensions. They're certainly available here, but they're outside human visible spectrum. So I can only come to approximations of them. So how I perceive liberty, the overall tone is kind of greenish, but there's also elements of gold and elements of blue in it. And victory has its dominant tone is kind of a goldy yellow, kind of an amber, almost amber yellow, kind of a earthy yellow, as opposed to that clear, pure yellow. And it has notes of copper and also of kind of a sky blue. But that's very inaccurate. That's just as close as I can get to colors we understand. When I see them in the upper dimensions, I recognize the colors instantly. I even have a word for the colors, but I can't translate it when I wake up. So,
close enough for government work, I guess.
Yeah, so you could say victory is Birschblatt, and, you know, whatever. Yeah, I even have words for them. Not that the words would make sense if you have no context. But, but some of these, like, that are concepts, some of them have very distinctive colors. Like, the silver ray is silver. And these are high rays, too. The gold ray is gold. The copper ray is copper. Those are all things that we would recognize. Some of these other qualities are just out of our range. But they're beautiful, they're amazing, and they're uplifting. So just instead of trying to get their colors like you might do with other ray work, try to feel the essence of liberty. Try to feel the essence of victory in your body, as you're calling it. Try to get a kinesthetic sense of these rays.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that greatly.
Sure. All right, everybody. Well, thanks, and I'll see you next month.